Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Side Effects is a good crime thriller with a twist that you probably won't see coming. Jude Law plays Dr. Jonathan Banks, a psychiatrist who is paid as a consultant for a big pharma firm, a pharmaceutical company that is doing trials with a new drug. One of Dr. Banks' clients, Emily, played by Rooney Mara, is institutionalized after she negotiates an NGRI, not guilty for reasons of insanity plea, over the death of her husband Martin, played by Channing Tatum. Dr. Banks consults with Dr. Seibert, played by Catherine Zeta-Jones, Emily's previous psychiatrist who may or may not be withholding information from Dr. Banks. Emily's case jeopardizes Dr. Banks' marriage with Kayla, played by Marmee Gummer. The screenplay in the psychological thriller Side Effects emphasizes the side effects, hence the movie's title, of pharmaceutical drugs. However, there is a lot more here than meets what's on the label. Steven Soderbergh directs Side Effects in a workmanlike fashion. Soderbergh, who directed Magic Mike, Contagion, Haywire, and The Ocean's 11, 12, and 13, uses a rather bland palette of blues and browns, often filming major scenes with the main characters' faces in shadows as if to imply secrets lurking within. The screenplay by Scott Z. Burns, who wrote The Bourne Ultimatum and Contagion, has just enough prescription medicine terms to make it convincing and not too many to make it confusing. Jude Law, who is in Anna Karenina and Sherlock Holmes, plays a very somber doctor in a performance that anchors the film. Law communicates well the unraveling of the world of the psychiatrist he plays. Rooney Mara, of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, is a strong and compelling presence as the young wife who seems to have an ever-increasing number of psychological problems. While she has a slight screen presence, not unlike a young Winona Ryder, she is forceful. Catherine Zeta-Jones, who was in Ocean's 11 and The Legend of Zorro, seems to have enormous fun in what is a scene-chewing role. Channing Tatum of Magic Mike and 21 Jump Street, The Vow, and Dear John has such a minor role that it's almost as if it's a cameo. Side Effects will have one effect on you. It won't bore you, and it may make you read more carefully the labels on those bottles of prescription medicine. Director Steven Soderbergh can always be depended to come up with something interesting. However, there is one side effect to Side Effects for Soderbergh. Soderbergh claims Side Effect is his last feature film. Apparently, for Steven Soderbergh, filmmaking is akin to a migraine. Well, they have prescriptive medicine for that. At the box office, February 8th, Identity Thief opened at number 1, shoving Warm Bodies to number 2, with Side Effects opening at number 3. Opening February 15th are A Good Day to Die. Bruce Willis returns as John McClane, who travels to Russia to help his son Jack, a CIA agent working to prevent a nuclear weapons theft in the action thriller, the fifth in the series. Beautiful Creatures, the first installment in a movie from the four-book series by Cami Garcia and Margaret Stoll, is about a young man who meets a mysterious girl in a small southern town in the fantasy romance. Viola Davis and Emma Thompson star. Safe Haven, Juliana Hough and Josh Duhamel star in the romantic thriller about a young woman with an uncertain past who meets a widower. Lastly, Hallstrom directs. Escape from Planet Earth, Brendan Fraser, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Jessica Alba provide voices in the animated sci-fi adventure about an astronaut and an alien planet. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.